July 12th, 2011, is the Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show on Tuesday here in Pedro. Got back Sunday. Started the show off with John Coltrane doing Olé.
All right.
And, the last gig was in Spain. Well, Catalonia part of Valencia. And then we heard Hand in Hand by Boris. Pitching, please, out. Sunday, maybe 24, 25 hours travel.
Wow.
Three flights, yeah. And I had to get on, not to bellyache or anything, because I love Stooges and ain't all that hard if you look at it in perspective. But what's really hard is having to fly early after playing. 4:30 for the airport, yeah. That's hard, man. Not so much that, but then...
What time you get in from the gig?
I don't know. One. So I got all scrubbed down and hosed off in that going home outfit and just laid there, even in the yellow coat, just laid there on the deck and waited for the call. Kind of my mind knows. I pop kind of. It's weird about that. But it was a good gig. That one was just us in a local band opening up. It wasn't a festival. We played every song that the new man, Larry, taking place for Scotty when he gets well. Knew. Every, I think, 17, 18, whatever.
That's awesome.
No time restriction, no curfew.
That's awesome, stepping in like that.
Yeah, he's good people. And he, and it was humid in Valencia. So he's wearing a boiler suit. Ain't like mine. Not as many pockets and stuff, but... And he zips it up to the neck. But he did good. He did really good. Before that, there was one in Portugal and Lisbon. That was probably the biggest of the leg. And I also got to play with Brother Steve McKay.
Oh, cool.
The night before with some... friends in the number two town in Portugal is Porto to the north. These cats came down and we played there in the Barrio Alto part of Lisbon. It's really trippy about Portuguese. If you look at it written down, it's very close. You can tell common roots with Espanol. Mm-hmm. But the pronunciation way, way, way different. A lot more sounds, different sounds. Kind of French sounds. I don't know. It's trippy. Really is interesting, and I got to go on the radio, and a cat named Pedro had me on there. I'd explain to him about the Pedro versus Pedro, and it's all right. Everything can coexist, extirate. And so this buddy's, this brother Steve McKay was USS. I can't remember what it stands for, with United Scum Sound Factory or something. But they were great cats and played some of Brother Steve's tunes and then some of their things. And a guy named Boris from a band there in Lisbon let me borrow a bass because it was still coming on the truck and an amp. A little amp, I kind of had to mime it, but people in the crowd heard it. And good people, the gig goers. And, they were having some kind of art thing, too, with an exhibition of stuff in spirit of the Black Panther movement. Oh. 60s, yeah. Tiny little streets and a lot of hills. Kind of San Francisco style in Lisbon. So for me, it was kind of hard getting around. I did it, but I had to go very slow, especially downhill. And little stones for even the sidewalks, yeah. And they used tiles on the outside of the pads. It's... neat town, man. Very pretty. In Valencia, we were down at the beach. That was neat. The playa. And the first two gigs were in England. The last one's over there for the summer. And one was the Hop Farm. Got to play with Lou Reed and Patti Smith, so I got to watch them. And, yeah, that was the first one with... Mr. Larry, he did good, though. 2 days of prac.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, luckily in the 9 years with Ig in the 90s. But still, that was a while, and he hasn't been playing in this style for a while. And then there was a town up by Manchester called Chester. And we played this thing. It was kind of like a family fair. There was carnival rides and cotton candy booths and shit. Yeah. That was a neat gig. So I leave again a week from Thursday. And this will be Corsica, then two French gigs, and Belgium. Belgian gig.
Cool.
Be back, and then there'll be one more leg for Europe, and then we'll have a Hollywood, Las Vegas, San Francisco thing.
Oh, very cool.
That'll be all for the Stooges for the year.
But
we're all wishing Scotty's son get well quick and good.
Heal up.
Yeah, heal up. And while I was gone, you were doing your courses, Brother Matt.
Yeah, I got that handled. Had a little break. Right. Got back in action at work now, starting all over again. Summer schedule, though, get up at noon, so that's mellow.
And when you had a whooper here for 4th of July?
Yeah, we had some
festivities. Mine was in Lisbon, first day I got there.
Got some cool festivities. It's pretty wild down here in the
morning. I was still in England. Independence Day for me was waking up in England. Uh-huh. And somebody made some jokes. Maybe James Williamson at the help. But I didn't say it. It was okay. Yeah. So you had a bunch of people here at the Love Grotto.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Pretty crazy day down here on the point. The whole beach and everything's packed because they got the fireworks show right down here at the end of the street. So everybody was out in full force. It's very fun.
I don't know where the guest mic is, but I just turned it down.
Oh, yeah. It's
hiding. Brother Matt are the only ones here, man, in the fort.
Hiding out under the table there.
So your buddy from Costa Rica.
Samo was in
came
town.
Came and he brought peeps. He was over here a little bit. He wanted some Cali taste.
Yeah, so we rendezvoused with some of his pals. He wanted a little Pedro time, so we got down here and got festive. That was cool. Brought me some tunes from Schmeichel. I'm going to work some of that on the spin cycle today.
Oh, great.
Psychedelia. So.
Some Schmeichel.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to play some music here that features our very own Talia on the singer.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, some collaborations she did with the cat. A lot from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
shadow in the trees? What's that floating on the breeze?
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off that chunk of music with our very own Italian doing vocals for Doves Underwater by Transformer. And then in parentheses, Offbeat. That's the name of the project.
I'll tell you.
She's collaborating with the cat named Joshua.
Very cool.
And then after that, we heard Texa May Ser, which is Portuguese. I can't remember. The guy told me what it meant, but the DJ at the Radar radio station, Pedro. This is from a band named Pausch, and he says they're one of the happening bands in town.
Cool.
So great for turning the sound of that. Then we heard Nightbird by Doug Waters. He's out of Charleston, South Carolina. And then Study by Now. They're London, England. And then finally Shotgun Facelift by Actuary. And Actuary, I don't know where they're from. So what's it been like? Was it sweaty?
Yep. There were some nice days.
My sister said there was some humidity, which is kind of different for here.
Yeah, I've been getting a little variety pack, but not a whole lot of solid, full-on summer. A couple days of it, but kind of like still a little June gloom lingering layover.
Oh, yeah. Morning here was gray.
Yeah. I haven't hit the beach yet, though.
No? No paddling?
I haven't been out.
It's waiting for you. It's calling.
Yeah, the backyard.
Grab me. Come on down. You seen Dirk?
No, I thought I was going to see him at the park the other day, and then I thought I was going to see him at the beach because it was Giovanni's birthday. I didn't make it down there. And then Seatbelt was playing at the park, and I thought I'd see him there.
You still
but,
doing that?
I don't think so, because it wasn't him.
He was replaced.
I don't know what's up with that.
Scissors? Well, we got to bring him on the show and
get the scoop.
Scoop.
Come on up the street.
Deep and
hey, Dirk.
Low down on what's up.
How's it going?
Seatbelt. What's the full name of that band?
In the Pecking Order.
Seatbelt in the Pecking Order. So I guess he got pecked right out.
I don't know. It seemed like there were more guys than I remembered it being before.
It was a trio with Dirk, I remember.
Yeah, I think there was an extra guy up there now.
Okay. But Scott was probably front man.
So,
yeah. Skipper Jeff got a hold of me. I guess his buddy Bully is, getting ready to come aboard to do the Blue Oyster Cult show.
Oh, right on, BOC show.
We'll get Albert and Joe, hopefully.
Right, just
live and rapping with them. Eric Bloom contacted me. Maybe he'd like to shoot some spiel, too, on it.
Cool.
But, his birthday today, July 12th. Joe Boone, number 50.
Right on. Yeah, it was today or yesterday, but happy birthday, Joe Boone.
I think it was today.
Very cool.
My memory's bad. But
he said he got some fresh Captain Beefheart he wants to bring along one of these shows.
We got to have him on then.
Yeah,
good. Always can play some more Captain.
Indeed.
Maybe 50 is heavy. Where was my 50? Oh, it was in Long Beach at DPI. Oh,
right.
Got to play there again. I am going to play this Saturday, though, here in town. So probably local people, because be right on that Carmageddon 10-11.
Right, yeah, that'll be a crazy day in SoCali.
Carmageddon 2011. They're shutting down the I-405, people. That's the conduit into the west part of the valley, Sepulveda Pass. And everyone's having a freak out. But the Dos, it came out today, yes, July 12th. New Dos album, Dos y Dos, and we're going to have a little party, free, all ages, at Sacred Grounds here at 6th Street downtown San Pedro, 8 o'clock, July 16th, and Dos will play for people.
Very cool.
I brought you one, it's in the boat.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And did you see the video? There's a video.
Oh, no.
For song number 8, and it features Kay's dogs and some other dogs, too. We don't know who they are.
Maybe. So dog's the album cover? The paw print?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Paw is. Hombritos, but they're in this video, too. Because the recording features Hombrito. Yeah.
Nice.
Guest vocal appearance.
Devin Hoff going to be at this thing?
Devin Hoff's going to play,
Cool.
And who else? Somebody else is going to come down. But, what a stupid man. I should know that. Devin's, maybe he already has, but the plan was to move to SoCal, so.
Right.
Yeah, he wants to do his version of Dose with me, called Emma Goldman Breakout Brigade, and he plays stand-up, and me play electric.
Cool.
Bass. Yeah, can't wait to do that. The Hand of Man band's being mastered. That thing's mixed. Remember last year I went to Texas for 3 days?
Right.
For Stooges' tour leg, I improvised with John Dietrich of Deerhoof and Tim Barnes, Tom McDonough, and it's a trippy record. John Dietrich, Tom edited, and then John went and mixed this thing. I think Tim Barnes did a couple too, and very interesting thing to be part of. I'm very honored. Pretty wild. Also, Brother Sam over there in England's almost winding up the...
Yeah, I was going to ask about the Sam project.
Because...
He was making the loops and stuff on the different grips.
Yeah, and the chapter two that we did last year. I said, hey, whoa there. Whoa, Nelly. Let's get chapter one done.
Yeah, looking forward to checking
and then, out. And then, speaking of Future Prodigy 2, Charlie Plimel has given me the libretto to Planet Chernobyl. So kind of a fourth opera in a way for me, but much different because, yeah, he wrote the libretto, and I'm going to collaborate with Petra Hayden, our Pelican Man thing.
Cool.
So it'll be bass, violin, singing. She's involved with the reunion of That Dog. Remember that band, the 90s? They're doing some gigs again. So, interesting. Oh, who'd I get pictures? I mean, Ms. Yuko sent me some pictures of her skydiving.
Oh, wow.
Some cat was helping her. Uh-huh. You know, she's in the plane, trip. And then she's flying out with, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, like tandem thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, Paul's Wild. Sigourney.
You ever done it?
Hell no, with these knees.
I did it a couple times.
Yeah.
So, not the tandem when you went out with the static line where it pulls it out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's crazy, though.
They told me you did it once. I'd like to try, but these legs, man, I'm just asking for it, I think. Trying that. Getting beat down. That's all I need. Crumpled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to be a scaredy cat, but...
Yeah, it's one of those unnecessary things that you're going to definitely torque those.
You know what is necessary, though? We're at the end of the first hour, July 12, 2011, Watt for Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. July 12, 2011, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Touchdown.
Southern Baptist will try to stop our eternal bliss. They would like to walk over our shallow graves and feel our bones breaking with their bare feet. And this will bring a smile to their fevered brow. Maybe we should all learn to speak Southern Baptist.
No!
Watt from Pedro Show. You just heard Our Culture, number 1 and 2 by GFR, Dutch band. And then we heard somebody from Mobile, Alabama. This is quite a name of a band. Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up from Out of the Sea featuring The Old Man.
Yeah.
The Old Man happens to be Joe, a buddy of mine there.
Roman Gabriel.
Yeah, Todd. And the tune was called No Hablo Southern Baptist. So, hey to Todd and Mr. Joe.
Cool.
Then before that, we heard Still Life Radio by Luther Russell. Ahead of that was Balance by Radio Taiwan. Zhuzhu Fang with Fascination Street. In front of that, Shin Risen by Wag Platy. And then starting it all off was Play the Earth by Wakine. Brother Matt. Brother Matt.
Yes.
Brother Matt.
Yeah.
One thing about doing the shows on tour, and, you know, I am in a, like a what do you call it, remote location that's kind of exotic, but there's something I'm missing big time, and that's your spin cycle. So being back in Pedro means, number one for me, spin cycle once again.
Righteous. Cool. So these are some tunes off a new album called Thumbprint that my buddy Sam will just turn me on to, that his buddy Schmeichel made. So check this out.
sense. I have a non-stop, animalistic sexual energy and enjoy men who know what they want and understand the value of fucking a girl for hours. I could be available for arranged meetings in the day or evening. I'm looking for a successful older gentleman who is either a fan of Viagra or a fan of the type of results it can give. I'm strictly looking to make myself available for a session of 3 to 4 hours or more. I'm looking for an older man who wants to be worshipped and deliver a non-stop pounding.
Journey into the innermost depths of the human being. Drive all the time. Freeways are dangerous, drinking is dangerous, smoking is dangerous, some sports are dangerous, falling in love is dangerous. But I mean, being alive is a continuous loop. I'm convinced, however, that the psychedelic experience is one of enormous importance and must be approached.
trip is a pilgrimage far out beyond your normal mind into that risky and revelatory territory which has been explored for thousands of years by mystics and visionary philosophers.
maybe they heard it to the hearing or the sound department, causing weird and unusual noises. By the same token, the electric impulses on the auditory nerves, which normally would reach the hearing department of the brain, these may be diverted chemically into the sight department and cause flashing lights, flashing lights, flashing lights.
Brother Matt, great stuff.
Cool.
Schmeichel, Mr. Schmeichel, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
The Samo.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Been waiting for that for a while.
On your mind for this cycle was kind of like tribute to some...
Yeah, also I'd recently joined MAPS when I was out at Lightning in a Bottle. MAPS, a multidisciplinary approach to psychedelic studies. They kind of do...
MAPS.
Yeah, they make it all legal. They just got the first acid research in like since the early 60s, since it was all shut down when they legalized everything. But there's value in it if it's done properly. So they're doing the research into these different things. Wow. So, yeah, they're just putting the... therapeutic aspects and applications to the test.
They got a website?
Yeah, I think it would be maps.com, probably.
MAPS.com?
Yeah, I believe so.
You're looking in your book there?
Yeah.
Now, to be a member, what? They study on you?
You might be able to volunteer for something or other. Okay. Maps.org.
Oh, maps.org. MAPS.org.
Yeah.
Check it out, people. That was a very great installment, though. It's been a second. I thank you much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. A little unexpected surprise there. We played some Polarity Taskmasters, new track off the record. Transaction Scooter. And interesting about this maps.org thing, Brother Matt's telling me that psycho crazy people getting some therapy this way turn into calmness.
Yeah, all kinds of different applications. Post-traumatic stress disorder, all kinds of personal touches that help people accomplish years worth of therapy in like one session with the right guide.
Bitchin'. End of the second hour, July 12, 2011. Watt from Pedro show holds half for hour three. July 12, 2011, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Bye.
from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour with Paul Throwdown, Goateen, Piston Machine, Sassafras. You know Sassafras. That's a new project with Sailor Alexander, who used to play with Stab City.
Right.
Yeah. Then we heard 10 to 10 by Estelle. My buddy's in Ireland. They're mixing, almost done, with this collaboration me and Brother Steve McKay did with them one day off in Dublin, upstairs from a, well, it was a horse stable, just the top of the barn. And then finally we heard Copper Blood and a Rubber Stopper by Sonic Suicide Squad. I can't remember where they're from. You don't want to know. Yeah. Don't give him any trouble.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned it was Joe Boone's birthday. Happy birthday, Joe Boone. You know who else's birthday? Shawnee.
Yeah. Wow.
Happy
that's
birthday,
right.
Shawnee.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
He hasn't been in Pedro in a while. Up by Wiltshire.
Moved up to the city, yeah.
K-Town. Well, it's like Western and Wilshire.
Yeah, Wilshire Western Zone.
That zone, yeah. I mean, you know, this street here, Western Avenue. You take about 200 stoplights later.
Yeah, from Palms to Griffith Park and beyond.
Actually, picks up on the other side of the river, the L.A. River. Pretty whooping road. I missed the race car race. They had one in Valencia a week or two before we got there. And we were talking about the different kind of racing. This thing where you turn both ways and you slow down and you go fast. Compared to like here with the turn left, go fast. And the only time I've really got to see that kind of racing over there was when they had it in Long Beach. The Grand Prix.
Yeah.
That was incredible. Those hairpins. It would have to slow down to 10 or 15 miles an hour. I mean, really slow. And then like a rocket, slingshot, it'd fly out, But, you know, it was pointed out to me the difference, if you're a watcher, since it's all over the town, you only get to see really the part that goes by you. Whereas at those ones with the big ovals like over here, everybody can see the whole race. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
The NASCAR style. Just
that's what I was saying. Yeah. You can see it all, but you see the whole race. But it's, I mean, they're very talented. They got to learn how to draft and all that a lot more, maybe. And, I don't know, that Europe style, with Formula One, that's what it's called. Pretty interesting stuff. I wish I could have saw that. One day, maybe I'll be lucky enough to see one of them over there. There was one when we were in Valencia. It was happening in England. It was called Silverstone. And, but I really have a, I don't know, there's something about those guys. KPFK's got a car show. They talk about that. You know, when I was a boy, I went to drag races at Lyons.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
Oh, yeah. Big Daddy Don Garlitz. I've been to his museum a couple times in Ocala, Florida. And all the motors, Chrysler Hemis. I think one of his early ones they got there with the little Offenhauser. But he was a big proponent of the Hemis.
Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
Yeah, I remember her. She was later on. I was getting older. This is when I was an early teenager. And I'd get the magazines. I don't know if they even have these drag racing magazines anymore. I love the pictures. And in fact, they were just starting to put the motors in the back. I think it was Don who did it, Big Daddy Don, because he had transmission blow up between his legs. In fact, there's a lot of his rails were named Swamp Rat. I think, I don't know which one it was. I hate to sound stupid, but so I won't say the number, but they have it there. And then they got a video of the accident that loops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you get to see it blow up. You get to hurt him in the arch of the foot, too. But because of that happening, I want the motor behind me. So if it does go, it's not my face. But it turned into be a
major redesign.
It was, because it more weight was on the rear wheels. So they actually could get more performance out. He was a big innovator in that whole field. NHRA, I think the organization was called. And my favorite was these ones called coupes. Well, they took these old coupes, you know, from the 40s, 30s even, and they took the fenders off them and the cowl. And they looked just so trippy. They had much shorter wheelbase than these rails, of course. And then there was funny cars, which kind of had shorter than the rails, but they had these plastic bodies that made them look like a kind of real thing. Now, of course, there were stock cars. The guys drive Volkswagen off. You could always have a good race because people would do heats, and they'd get a time for the quarter mile. And then the way you start the race is this thing called the Christmas tree. The lights come down it, right, when it's green. It's all red, then some yellows and green. Then you go. Well, they're not at the same time unless you got both ran the same heat. So if you were like 30 seconds slower than the other car, that's the head start they'd give you. You still had to watch the lights, you know, but they would offset them. So it would be a very close race no matter what vehicles were racing at the end of the finish line there.
So you used to go to Ascot?
Yeah, but I never saw drag races.
I saw these figure eights
and little ovals. I saw Speedway motorcycle, which was crazy.
Yeah.
The figure eights was crazy. Some of it was with dune buggies, with the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes no jump, you know, figure eight with these beaters and stuff, like demolition derbies, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Best cars in those were station wagons.
Mm-hmm.
And they drive them backwards because you wanted to protect the radiator.
Mm. Used to be a lot of those little community raceways.
Yeah, really loud and dirty, but I liked them. You know, maybe they're a thing of the past. For a little while, there was some motorcycle racing over in Terminal Island. You know?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Haven, yeah.
Brother.
Brotherhood Raceway.
Let's hear some more music.
on your feet, good on your feet. Now anyway, you can stand to sit. One day my mother and your father, they were hanging through. And my mama puts her mama right through. And what color, yeah, what color, and what color blood came out. My mother put her mama right through. R-E-D spells good, spells good. R-E-D spells good.
Watt for Pedro show. You just heard Frozen Game by Worker Bee. That's Scott Evans, who's the fourth man on the road for the trio Terramelos. Great cat from San Jose. And before that, we heard something new from Gordon Gano, who was the main tunesmith for Violent Flames. Gordon Gano and the Ryans. They're about to tour soon. A song called Red there. I got to enlighten Brother Steve McKay that he did many gigs with them. I don't know if he's aware. I just found out about this band myself. We started the chunk off right along with Analog by Analog Black. Now, we don't have any guests. It's just me and Brother Matt here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. He's been on the bone phone there. And so, I don't want to talk about myself and stuff, so I guess in the meantime, I'll play some music. Watt for Pedro show. Yeah, we had a couple things there. Your Children Will Die Like This by Lord Awesome. And then, finally, last song of this week's edition, featuring on rhythm guitar, Jack Brewer of Wilmington.
Yeah, Jack.
The extras. So it's something live here. At least the dark don't hide it.
Two X's.
Two X's in that band name there. Jack Brewer. I came home from all that hell ride traveling, and there was some spiel for the Toothless Grin project. And I guess he did his pad and just sent it over. Usually he goes to Casa Hanzo, or Pete Nasich. And then also showed up Bing Bing, organ. So only one left is like of the six, Raul has to do two. Tom Watson is way behind. He's got four. But everybody else is all boned up. So I'm just going to move ahead. I'm going to ask Matt Waskovich to give me a couple more.
That's cool.
All we need is 10 tunes and the album's done. It's a trippy thing.
Cool.
All my missing men, all my second man.
Nice.
John Pekovich. Oh, he's coming to town to do some recording with this. Something he does with Jay Mask is called Sweet Apple.
Oh, cool.
I guess that's one of the guys in the band's name. So, yeah.
Sweet.
Not crazy invention. He asked me to do some bass on. And who else? Byron Coley and Chris Greer. So, maybe 11 participants.
Wow.
They all give me chunks through the email. It's the weirdest prod, you know.
Neat.
But it's coming around. And, yeah. Now, I leave again a week from Thursday. So, we can do another show next week.
Yeah, we're going to have time to do another.
Yeah. Great.
Cool.
Great. And then I guess I'll do Monero. I've never been to Corsica before.
Oh, wow, cool.
I think the French run it, but you're not supposed to say France when you're there. That's what I was told. I don't know. You know it by seeing it. Larry, though, says he's been there four times, and it's a really neat pad, so I'm looking forward to it. I guess Napoleon was born there.
Oh, cool.
And then Carcassonne, which is a town in France by Spanish border, it's got this beautiful, I've driven past it many times, like storybook castle. It's incredible right there by the sea. Yeah, so interesting. I think I have some days, there's a couple days off there. Three of them or something, and they're in Paris, I think. So that's a happening.
Nice.
It's been the July 12th. 2011 Watt Pedro show. Brother Matt, thank you so much.
Certainly.
The Back with Brother Matt edition for me. And next week we give him another sock before I bail out for another 10-day soul rave.
Very good.
Okay?
Very good.
Everybody out there, thanks so much. Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.